Mormonism 101, a book by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, has helped many who want to understand what separates Mormonism from the Christian faith. Mormonism 101 is available at your favorite Christian bookstore or online at mrm.org. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Tomorrow, June 27th, 2019, marks the 175th anniversary of the death of Joseph Smith, the founder of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as it is known today. On June 6th, we commemorated D-Day, which is another significant date in history, but I think a lot of Latter-day Saints are probably going to be reminded about this significant date coming up tomorrow, and that is the death of Joseph Smith, because Latter-day Saints look at Joseph Smith's death as a martyrdom. And I'll be quite upfront with you, Eric, I really feel that had not Joseph Smith died the way he did, and that is basically in a gun battle with a mob at Carthage Jail while he was incarcerated with other members of the LDS Church, including his brother Hiram, we probably wouldn't be here talking about this subject. I don't even think there would be a Mormonism Research Ministry in existence. And why do I say that, folks? Is because I really think that at the time Joseph Smith died, a lot of what he had accomplished was starting to unravel, and there were a lot of people that were lacking faith in Joseph Smith in the last years of his life because of a lot of the things that he had done. And because of a lot of those things that he had done, people were starting to lose faith in him as a prophet of God. But when you kill Joseph Smith, in the eyes of his followers, he becomes a martyr, and that changes everything. Now, do I really think that he fit the traditional definition of a martyr? No, I don't, because martyrs don't usually try to defend themselves. At least that's the way I understand Christian history to be. When they went, for instance, to the arena to be killed by wild beasts, they were in many cases standing there singing hymns, praying to God, and waiting for those animals to finally come and kill them. Did some maybe put their arms up to block the teeth? Perhaps. But I don't know of any who had weapons to defend themselves. They certainly weren't given weapons. But Joseph Smith did have a gun in his possession, and he did use that gun to fire at his attackers. And according to John Taylor in the History of the Church, which is published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he used that gun to shoot three people. And according to Taylor, two of those people he shot died from their wounds.
I want to mention two websites that we have, mrm.org. The first one is an article that I wrote called The Martyrdom of Joseph Smith that first appeared in the Christian Research Journal back in 2008. And if you want to go see that article, what you're talking about, Bill, I go through all of this evidence, mrm.org/martyrdom. And if you just put that in, or just type in martyrdom in the search engine on our page, you'll be able to get to that article. And I think that might give you some good information in preparation for tomorrow, that a lot of people are going to be talking about the martyrdom of Joseph Smith. So how do we as evangelical Christians deal with that? Now, a second page that I want to direct you to is where your video is, with 588,000 hits on YouTube that Aaron Schaffewalef did a decade ago, called The Final Moments at Carthage Jail and the Death of Joseph Smith. You can go to that article, mrm.org/Death of Joseph Smith, with hyphens between each of those words, mrm.org/Death of Joseph Smith. I think understanding these things, because we're probably going to be seeing things tomorrow's newspaper. We're going to be hearing things on the radio. People are going to be talking about this. So that's why we wanted to talk about this a day early, to get you prepared, because 175 years is a special anniversary. And a lot of people are going to be talking about how important Joseph Smith was. And he definitely was. But as far as his martyrdom, I think that we as Christians need to say, well, wait a second here. There are a lot of facts, for instance, that he had a gun that he used. And the church hasn't hidden that fact. In fact, they have the guns over at the Church History Museum. But a lot of Latter-day Saints don't know about that.
And that video, I should mention, was done very impromptu. Aaron and his wife, Stacy, had come over to dinner. And after dinner, he had asked me if it would be okay if he just interviewed me on the death of Joseph Smith. I did not have any time to really do a lot of in-depth preparing for this. I think I had a book in my lap at the time of the interview as a reference. I've been amazed at how many people have gone and seen that video. When you think about over 588,000 people have viewed that, how much of it I can't say, but certainly that is quite a few. And I'm sure it probably shocked a lot of people to hear some of the things that I was saying, much of which comes from LDS sources. And that's what we often do. If you know anything about Mormonism Research Ministry, folks, we stick to primary sources because we have found that to be one of the best ways to show Mormons problems in their own history and in their own theology. We don't cite a lot of sources about the Mormons. We cite Mormon sources, and that seems to have the best. Now, I might mention something here. The title of that video, Untold Story of the Death of Joseph Smith, it may seem a little bit odd today, because since that video was posted, the church has been forced to be much more transparent about its history. And certainly some of the things about Joseph Smith's death have been written about since that time. I wasn't implying that the church had never talked about this. And I didn't even make the title. That was Aaron that did the title. But I think the context of the title is the fact that many Latter-day Saints did not know all the intricate details regarding Joseph Smith. And so they would say that they were not told about this. It's not that it was not told at all, because as you mentioned, it is in some sources, and the sources I cite in the video itself.
Listen, the church has talked about things like the death of Joseph Smith. They have talked about Joseph Smith's polygamy. They have talked about a lot of the controversial issues. But where would a Latter-day Saint today be able to find it? That's where the internet has come in, because things that a lot of Latter-day Saints didn't know are all of a sudden being read on these websites. Well, then in 2013 to 2015, the church decided to take some of those very hard issues and put them into essays called the Gospel Topics Essays. And Bill, we have seen in the last 7 years a mass exodus out of this church because people didn't know some of the information, such as Joseph Smith having multiple wives, or that the Book of Mormon was translated with a magic seer stone in a hat that Joseph Smith looked into, and other things that might be understood today but weren't so well understood even just a decade ago. And we have seen this video have a major impact. Bill, I have talked to at least 3 or 4 people at our meetings or wherever who have said that that video was instrumental in them questioning Mormonism, because they doubted what you were saying. And they told me, well, you know, that he couldn't have been right. And then all of a sudden they started to do the research, and sure enough, they found out you were right. So that video came out well before the Gospel Topics Essays or any kind of admission that Joseph Smith used this gun.
Well, I have a good friend who attends where I attend church. And he and his wife came to talk to me about this, and he had seen that video, and he relayed to me that when he was starting to watch it, that he, based on what I was saying, he assumed I was a BYU professor. I had to kind of chuckle at that. But then as it went on, of course, I'm saying some things that he recognized a BYU professor would probably not say. In other words, he even saw that there's a limit to the candidness that even a BYU professor might have regarding their own history. And of course, as he watched it to the very end, he realized that, of course, I was not a part of the LDS Church, that I certainly am not a BYU professor. Folks, I was never even a Mormon. But he saw it conflicted with what he had understood about Joseph Smith and Joseph Smith's death. And that, of course, led him eventually out of the Mormon church.
I have to read this. We were just doing some research, and this is on Reddit, and it's on the ex-Mormon section of Reddit on the website, reddit.com. And this is what somebody posted back in March of 2019. So this is new. This is what this person wrote. Bill McKeever's untold story of the death of Joseph Smith YouTube video is what started my journey 8 years ago, 1 year after getting home from my mission, and 6 months after my temple marriage. Last night, my wife and I watched it again, then clicked resign. Thank you, Bill, and this entire community. It's been a wild ride. Just 3 months ago, Bill, somebody saw your video again and decided to resign based on this very issue that we're talking about. And I want to read one more that was in this in the comment section. And it says this: I remember thinking during the first part of the video that you did, Bill, about the Nauvoo expositor and polygamy, and said, okay, these are anti-lies. But then when he talks about Joseph having a gun and how the present-day missionaries in Carthage jail will point out the bullet holes, I thought, okay, this should be pretty easy verifiable. Sure enough, that night at my parents' house, I found a church-published Life of Joseph Smith in Pictures book that had pictures of the gun.
And at the time that video was done, I think I mentioned in it how I have been to Carthage many times. I've been to the jail where Joseph Smith was killed. And I have noticed that on every single one of my tours, the tour guides never mention the fact that Joseph Smith had a smuggled pistol. But I always bring it up. Whenever I'm there, I always want to bring it up when they open up for questions. And it's not that all of the tour guides deny it. I have had at least one gentleman that I remember acted as if I didn't know what I was talking about. I had to remind them that I got this information from his own sources, from the history of the church, to which he eventually concurred that that was a good source. But the fact is, they don't normally mention it. Now, I don't know now, because I haven't been back there in a few years, that maybe this is now a part of the script where they do feel like, well, we better say it because it's probably going to come up. Maybe they do now, but they certainly didn't do that during all the visits that I have had to the Carthage jail.
This same person who had given the previous comment on Reddit.com also said this in another post. The fact that I had just served a mission telling the Joseph Smith story every day for 2 years and showing that restoration video like 1,000 times and had still never, and that's all caps, STILL, and had still never heard about the gun made me think, what other inconvenient facts are the church not being forthright about?
And I think that's a question that many Latter-day Saints find themselves asking, especially if they go to the gospel topic essays that you had just mentioned, because we know of many people who, because of those essays and seeing the limited transparency of the church now, have been troubled by what they read. And as one couple told us, that's not the church that they were trusting in. I can only imagine that many more have done that as well.
Listeners, your homework tonight is to go onto the website mrm.org/deathofjosephsmith with hyphens in between each of those words. Look at this video, and then, Bill, tomorrow and Friday, we're going to be talking more about what all transpired on the last day of Joseph Smith's life.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.